beautiful music by Mozart, his clarinet concerto finale with soloist James Campbell, the Canadian superstar, playing with the National Arts Center Orchestra conducted by Franz Paul Decker. Before that, a request from Michael via email for the finale of the Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5. On Bill's Classical Jukebox, we're in the commercial-free portion, playing your favorite music. We're going to take just a short break here to tell you about the release of the summer issue of On the Bay magazine. Full disclosure, we're all the same family. On the Bay magazine is published out of Collingwood, serving Southern Georgian Bay, and we're in the same offices here at 102.9 FM. The general manager of 102.9 FM is the publisher of On the Bay magazine. And boy, what a great issue. What a great effort you put into it to make it happen during COVID-19. And it's obvious that the theme of this summer issue of On the Bay is COVID and how the community of Southern Georgian Bay has reacted. And can I start by saying my observation is that they have reacted with care, compassion, and intensity. And there's nowhere that you see that intensity displayed any better than on the cover of this magazine.
Bill, I love you saying that because, of course, we on the creative side of the magazine believe absolutely that we had a real challenge. What is a single image that can convey this weird and strange time that we're going through? And how do you do it? How do you do it in a way that's sensitive and yet powerful? And our art director put together a whole bunch of cover ideas. And the moment we saw this little girl with this weird look in her eyes, looking out into the distance.
Focus,
and drumming. We thought, oh my God, the power of that cover.
So what is the scene?
Well, the scene is a family that is playing to thank the healthcare workers in our community. And the mom is with bagpipes, and there's a little boy with a box drum. And here's this little girl on a real drum pounding. And they go out and they serenade the neighborhood every evening.
This is on the front porch of their home.
On the front porch of their home. And I thought, well, I mean, what could be more ideal? But even if you didn't know the background of that, you'd still look at this cover and you'd say, wow, what a powerful image. And we've already heard from, readers heard from one 10 minutes ago, who I know, waxing on about it, saying it's maybe his favorite cover of all time.
Well, it certainly grabs your attention, and it certainly does display that intensity, that focus that we have all had to come together with to make sure that we are doing things correctly and protecting each other. Now, it led to, or is part of, I should say, a whole feature, a pictorial essay done by a man named Doug Burlock, who is a simply fabulous photographer, and he just wandered around, social distancing at all times, to get a photojournalism's view of what was happening in Southern Georgian Bay.
Yeah, it was a great idea. It was an idea that our editor came up with, and Janet Lees, and Doug had lots of time to do it. He had months to do it.
More time than he probably hoped to.
He also, if for those of us who remember what real cameras look like, they have telephotos and they have wide angles. So he could do all sorts of distancing, but also creating some real powerful shots. And we went to Thornbury. We went to Wasaga Beach. We went to even to my little hometown of Nottawa. We went to Creemore. We were everywhere. To try and capture the essence of this time. We hope this will become a collector's issue, that people want to tuck this away as hopefully a summer that we don't ever repeat.
Well, it is an absolutely marvelous 8 or 9, 10-page spread. I didn't count the pages. I just kept turning them.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I found it inspiring.
Yes. It goes from sort of the cold to the warm, and then to the family, and then to you end up hopefully feeling pretty good about your community and how it's handled this crisis.
On the Bay always has great photography, but also great writing, and three of your finest writers decided to keep diaries and share how they individually coped with COVID.
It's true, and I think of this when I was reading them initially, which was like a month ago before we published them, I thought of them almost as a personal essay on their lives through this period. And because they're gifted writers and live here and each from a different walk of life and different age, we thought that would really give some really lovely variety. And what's amazing to me is how honest they were in their essays, right, Bill? When you read them and she's talking about, I failed in trying to deal with my diet. I failed. So there was lots of honesty, and I think we all get a kick out of that.
You remember in the old days of party lines, you'd pick up the phone, cover the mouthpiece, and listen in on your neighbors? Well, that's what these are like. It's an intimate look inside their lives.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So that's those three pieces by Emily Wirtz and Judy Ross. And Mark Humanilowitz are our three writers, and they write for us regularly. They're gifted writers, and we think that they've really put some sensitivity and some introspection and some personal ideas forth in these pieces.
And all of these features, of course, the main theme of this summer edition of On the Bay magazine, but you have some regular features. You always do an artist feature, but it's a little different through COVID.
Yeah, normally we spotlight a single artist with two or three pages. And this time we decided, no, we all need arts and culture in this kind of boarded up mentality that we've been in. We need to be able to see great art. We need to be able to be part of the cultural scene up here. So what we've done is we've chosen three galleries, and they are the Matilda Swanson, the Butter Gallery, and the Gallery du Bourg, three of our top galleries. And we have some 15 artists' work all displayed. We increased the size from a three-page to, I think it's 6 or 7 pages. Of art. So it's something we've never done before. And you know, it's amazing how you get to think about what you normally do and say, do we have to do it? No, let's expand on that idea.
The natural wonders of Southern Georgian Bay are always featured in On the Bay, and no exception this issue.
No.
Look up in the sky.
Yeah. Bill's talking about birds of prey.
Yeah.
And it's quite fascinating. We decided that we needed some distraction in this piece that had nothing to do with COVID. So we have this article of drawings of all the popular birds of prey, beautiful illustrations of them, and we tell you about them. For instance, they never kill to kill. They kill to eat.
Survival.
Unlike man,
mm-hmm.
Who does not kill for that. Anyway, that's going onto a philosophic note, which we will avoid.
But it's a great feature. And one of the things I like most about it is you also have a page of silhouettes so that it helps people as you look. Oh, that's a bald eagle. That's an osprey.
Bill, I had not thought of that. And that's, of course, true. Because when you look them up in the sky, all you can see is that profile.
Yeah.
And this way, you'll be able to see birds of prey and know what they are.
There's always a home of the month or a home of the issue.
There is. And we chose Wasaga Beach for the summer. And it's on the water. And it's a beautifully redone cottage. And I think it should inspire everybody when they look at it. How do you make a beach house feel and look and live like a beach house? And they've done a wonderful job.
So where can our listeners get On the Bay magazine summer issue?
In about 50 different locations now that we've started to reopen up here. We've largely reopened a lot of our locations. But you can always find them at food stores, drug stores, libraries, for sure. Wherever you are, Creemore, Meaford, Thornbury, you name it, food stores, drug stores, libraries, you'll find On the Bay.
And there is the online option.
There's the online option where you can immediately, for anybody in Toronto who's looking forward to being up here this weekend, you'll find it. You'll find the online version, and you can look through in the entire magazine, a page at a time, although most of us prefer the physicality.
Well,
of
that'll tide you over till you get up here, and you can go to a golf course or something like that, and a copy.
Thank you for reminding me. Yes, and the golf courses now have On the Bay as well.
Well, as I said, an inspiring issue. When I finished reading it and looking at these great photographs and reading these great stories, I came away humming this particular piece of music, and I think you'll understand why.